training camp coverage brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer and 72 Soul.
Hi, this is Kyler Murray, and you're listening to 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Yeah. Just setting y'all up for today. You're only good as your last session.
Oh, feels like the Arizona Cardinals are going all in, baby.
Ready for this year? I think we will be a lot better.
Two of our offseason goals are becoming more physical as a football team and adding leadership to our locker room.
Here we go!
Baby.
We did some good things last year and made some big strides, and I anticipate us doing even more this season.
Baby. Let's go!
Doug and Wolf talk Cardinals now.
Not only talking Cardinals, talking to a Cardinal. Cardinals running backs coach has a headset on. We're talking to James Saxon right now on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. James, is a 1988 draft pick. You're right in the wheelhouse of Ron Wolfley. Did you like him when you played football at all?
Well, you know, we're contemporaries. He's playing the same position I was. So, you know, we're checking out the same people, you know, knocking them around, us getting knocked around. So, you know, it was a different game.
Absolutely, man. It was a different game. I absolutely loved that period of football, though, James, back then. Lining up, getting in the eye. Let's run the power.
Let's go.
How you doing, my friend?
Man, I'm hanging in there, you know, trying to, you know, stay alert and be as young as these guys and stay up with them. But it's been fun, doing well, and glad I woke up today again.
Well, that's a good way to look
Amen,
at life.
Brother.
You know, offseason, you've got the general manager issuing an edict that it's going to be our goal. We will be a more physical football team in 2021. And a lot of times, where does that start? A running back room, an O-line room, running the ball with more authority. Are you seeing the fruits of that already? Granted, you've only had a week and a half.
Well, you know, these guys are doing a great job. You know, Coach, obviously, you know, he's got a great plan in place for these guys. And we're trying to accomplish, you know, the simple things first, and that's getting 11 guys doing the right thing on one play. And that's what we're aiming for, and we're working in that direction now.
You know what, James? 7 padded practices. Buddy, you know where I'm going to go with that one. Are you kidding me? We had 7 padded practices in the first 3 days
we
were in training camp.
No question.
How does that impact – how do you prepare a running back?
You know, somebody asked me a question about that yesterday, and quite frankly, it's, you know, the answer is you really don't know, but the athlete today is different than we were. I mean, these guys never get out of shape anymore. And somebody asked me if those guys could survive our training camps. So I said, you know, I don't know if we could survive theirs because, you know, we'd be working out all year long. But there's a lot of, you know, punishment that's removed from the body with less contact. It's a different time. Doesn't mean it's wrong. It's just what it is now. And, you know, these guys are trying to work through that. And, you know, the game is still the same. You know, once that whistle blows and starts – you know, there's action on the field, and it's football.
So. James, I would have been cut. Seriously, before I could even – I would have been cut. I would never have gotten the opportunity to show a coach what I could do.
Well, you know, that's probably what we think. But, you know, in the end, you know, when the game – you start playing the game and you get on video, that's your resume. So what your play speaks louder than, you know, that other part. And you got to – obviously you got to go through it to, you know, put yourself in a position to be able to function at a high level. But the bottom line, the end result is the play.
We're talking to James Saxon, running backs coach, Arizona Cardinals. Because of that and the way training camp has changed so much, I ask you, how do you in this modern age tell the toughness of a player?
Well, you know, there's about an inch between two players at the point of contact, and you can see that clearly. If a guy likes it, if a guy doesn't like it, it happens very, very quickly. And you know, then you have a direction where you can teach. And, you know, all these guys, the story is the same. You know, everybody lives in their own helmet alone, and nobody exists outside of that helmet, outside of your helmet, except for, you know, obviously your opponents. But they feel the same thing you do. Mm-hmm. They're having the same anxieties as you do. So who's going to be, who's going to present the lesser of two evils? I mean, that's. You gotta be able to contain yourself, have composure, and go play and execute things when it's not comfortable. And,
talk a little bit, if you don't mind, James, about your running back room and the guys you have in it. How do you feel about these guys in terms of their physicality and their toughness?
Well, you know, this is a very good room. We're very, very excited about everybody that's in that room. I don't know if I've had a room quite as deep as this one. These guys are all competitors. They're all different skill sets. And, you know, again, I'll see. We'll see. I mean, these guys are intense. They're into it, and that's what we want as a football team. And we all gotta believe and hear the same message and buy into the same thing. And that's executing the play correctly. And once we do that, we got a chance.
Do you really have a son that was named the Cosmo Bachelor of the Year?
What? What are you talking about? Stop it.
Yeah. That was that was back when I was in Minnesota. That was pretty humorous. My son and I, we have fun with that one.
Let me ask you this right now, James. This is something because you've coached a lot of really, really good running backs. You've been around. This isn't your first rodeo. You've coached a lot of good backs. Who's the best back you've ever coached, and why?
I'm gonna borrow from Jim Brown here.
Oh no,
Jim Brown says, they're all good. They're all just like fingerprints. You know, they're different. But the best one, they're all great. I can't pick one guy. I've just been fortunate enough to, you know, I've had the experience to be around these guys to help them any way I can, and to learn some things from them on the way. And it's just exciting to be able to be in a position to be able to help a person achieve some things that maybe they didn't believe they could actually do.
And, Coach.
It's funny.
That was well played by you. I mean, you got a career in politics when you're done.
No, they're all great. I mean, so I'm having a good time.
We're talking to James Saxon, running backs coach, Arizona Cardinals. You don't have to say the name because you probably don't want to, but best question you've ever been asked by a football player in your life?
The best, that's a good one. The best question I've been asked by, right off the top of my head, I'm not sure, but it's probably something in pass protection. I don't know.
Yes.
But no, there are a lot of different questions. I tell these guys, these guys are so self-conscious. I mean, and they don't really, care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that message probably is the one I learned the most from a guy named Dick Vermeil. Mm-hmm. And these guys, the best players want to be coached the most. And that's what it is. And you just got to be able to develop a relationship. And the bottom line for my guys, I said, you got to be able to hear me. So if they hear me, hey, man, we can work.
And you were with Coach Vermeil in the Priest Holmes days, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, you know what, James? Talk to me about James Conner. What do you know about this guy?
Unbelievable dude. When the ball gets kicked off, I know what I got. This guy's a hard-nosed dude. He's going to do everything you ask him to do, and even more than that. And everybody around him, he brings them with him. And that's the kind of leadership, and that's the kind of guys that, Steve was talking about. And we're fortunate to have this guy, and I'm happy to have him. And he'll be a great addition. Obviously, Chase Edmonds is what he is, and I'm super excited for this guy. We got a couple of young guys, Jonathan Ward, Benjamin, they're coming, and Xavier, and Kalfani Muhammad. These guys are they're not out of place, so it's fun to see them.
As of August 5th, so today's August 5th, and it's 4th and 2, you need to ice the game to be able to finish up the clock and take a knee. Who do you want at fullback on August 5th? You are Wolf right now.
Well, the answer is this is easy. This is an easy one, Wolf. I'm putting Wolf in front of me, and I'm toting a rock. We're riding out together.
You got that right, man. Because I'm not carrying that thing. There's no way, James.
Look at the fullback good, promoting man. Himself that's to right. get to the back.
That is so good right there. Hey, Coach.
Hey, man.
What are we doing in practice today?
Well, we got the pads on today, so we're going to pop them a little bit and try to get a little bit better.
There you go.
Really appreciate your time, man, as always, Coach. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you down the road, okay, brother?
All right, appreciate you guys. Okay.